And joining me now in the studio, I'm delighted to welcome Caroline Ash, Project Manager of Independent Arts. A very good morning, Caroline.
Hi, Andy. How are you?
Very well indeed. A little bit exhausted after that chair dancing.
Yeah, and me too.
You did very well on the 10 out of 10 there for a very young lady to have that knowledge. It's well done. I'm not going to tell them what your score was, but good effort. Well done.
Thanks very much.
You're welcome. Good effort. So, Caroline, great to have you in here. Project Manager of Independent Arts. Now, how long's Independent Arts been going as a charity here on the island, Caroline?
Believe it or not, this is our 28th year.
28? You're joking. I had no idea. That long?
Yes, that's I haven't been there for 28 years.
I was going to say, you couldn't possibly have been.
No.
But that's extraordinary. The reason that you've come in particularly today, because of all the work you've done, 28 years worth of glorious work across the island as a charity, not yourself personally, of course, but you've been in post as Project Manager for how long now?
Nearly 4 years.
4 years, so a good stretch. And going from strength to strength, really, as a charity here on the island, and launching initiatives all the time. And the most recent one, which I wanted to talk to you about, is this Creative Cafe. Now, for those listeners who maybe haven't heard of this, can you just give us a flavour of what Creative Cafe is all about and what its purpose is?
Yes, essentially. Well, Independent Arts, as a charity, does creative activity for people in the community who might not be able to access it in any other way.
Okay.
And we're really looking at creative arts for health and well-being.
Mm-hmm.
So Creative Cafe is a weekly session.
Mm-hmm.
It's held at the Methodist Church in Key Street.
Oh, right,
on a Monday morning. Yeah, just up the road. Monday mornings.
Every Monday morning.
Yep, 10 till 12.
Mm-hmm.
And it's for people over 50.
Okay.
And the idea is that everybody's welcome. And each week, as well as it being a place where you can come together in a cafe style for tea, chat and socialisation,
mm-hmm.
you can also take part in different arts activities each week.
Mm-hmm.
So when people come along, they'll be given a timetable, and we've timetabled it for the first 6 weeks, but actually what we'd like to do is, going forward, ask the people who are coming what creative activity they'd like to do.
Oh, right, so they can actually have some input and shape the initiative, the project itself.
Absolutely.
Oh,
yes.
Right.
So this Monday coming will be our third session.
Okay.
So in the first week we did music reminiscence with wind up gramophones.
Oh, how lovely.
And old 78 records.
Uh-huh.
Which is great. There's nothing quite like the sound of
absolutely
old 78 on a gramophone.
Yeah.
And then last week we did some chair based singing and dancing.
Also,
moves.
A bit of chair dancing there.
Yes.
Oh, great.
Yeah.
There you go.
So
I should
you're not
come
on
along.
Your own. You should. And then this Monday coming, we've got iPads.
Now, interesting. Well, that's an extraordinary range just in those three Mondays, the third one coming up, because it's only a couple of weeks old, this launch, I know.
Sure.
But that's an extraordinary range of activities targeting the older members of the community, and a flavour of so many different things there already, covering, you know, stuff from way back in the early days of technology with the wind-up gramophone right up to iPads in your third session. What's the uptake been like from the off?
Pretty good. Week one we had around 12 people.
Uh-huh.
And when you're launching something, you don't expect numbers like that.
No,
because it takes a while, and word of mouth, as everybody knows,
absolutely.
On the island, word
yeah.
of mouth is the way
most,
for these
yeah.
things to kind of grow. So
sure.
we were really pleasantly surprised with that.
Mm.
And then we had a similar number last week, and on, I don't know if you remember, but Monday morning it absolutely threw
horrid.
It down.
Yeah.
So again, we're really pleased about that.
Mm-hmm.
And what we're hoping is that people will talk to their friends and get them to come along, and it really become a vibrant social place for people to come. And the beauty of having things timetabled is if there's a week where there's activity that people don't really fancy,
sure.
they don't have to come. People can drop in and drop out as they like.
So in terms of this timetable structure, I mean, clearly there's some flexibility because you're looking for input, so it's kind of a two-way thing. But what other kinds of activities? We've already covered the wonderful, as you say, the sound of those, and I love the title, the reminiscing of using the old 78s as a memory jolt, if you like. It's wonderful to go back in time. And then the music, and then the iPad. So what other sorts of activities have you got planned at the moment?
The following week, after iPad week, we've got Sing About, which I don't know if people know, but it's one of our groups that we run in the community. We've got four Sing About groups on the island, and that's singing for well-being.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of people come along and they're a little bit nervous about perhaps singing, but it's not a choir. It's singing for well-being. It's singing to have a good time, with songs that people know from the 40s, 50s, 60s. And that's a really social thing. So we have a Newport group, but what we thought we'd do is trial Sing About in the Creative Cafe and see if the people coming to the Creative Cafe enjoyed that. So we've got Sing About. We've also got an Art and Craft Week. That'll be nearer Easter. Mm-hmm. So we'll be looking at Easter crafts.
Wonderful.
And we've also got a standard reminiscence session about springtime coming up as well. That's pretty much what we've programmed for now. Mm-hmm. But we'll be looking at the people who come fairly regularly and asking them, getting their input as to what they'd like going ahead. I've got a funny feeling that iPads might be quite popular.
Yeah,
particularly
sure.
Because we've got 12 of our own, so people don't need to bring their own iPads.
Oh, I see. So they can actually have the experience without actually owning an iPad, and it might lead them into thinking, well, that's something I can cope with.
Absolutely. But on the same flip side of that, people are more than welcome to bring their own iPad if they have one.
Yeah.
So I've got a funny feeling that week might be quite popular, and we might be planning some more iPad sessions through the year. But really, we don't want to put on activity that doesn't interest people. So we need people to come, try things, and let us know what they'd like to program for the months to come.
Yeah, of course. So the uptake, as you say, very, very encouraging from the get-go, really, from the first occasion a couple of weeks ago. And it can only build from strength to strength. Are there any plans to kind of disseminate this further across the island if people want to start their own groups, or is this something you're focusing in Newport?
You know what I'm going to say, Andy, it's all about the funding.
Yeah, of course.
We would love to have more creative cafes up and around the island.
Sure.
And if this one takes off and looks like it's being successful, then we would like to go for more funding to get other creative cafes up and going around the island. But as with everything in the voluntary and charity sector, we need support. And so we would be looking for older people to contact us and to perhaps say, I've got an idea. I know of a church hall that we could get quite cheaply.
Yeah.
Me and my friends would come. We could help with the teas and coffees. Mm. And so that gives it ownership to the people who are running it. Mm. And then we just have to get the funding in to pay for the artists to come along.
Yeah, of course.
Which we will endeavour to do.
So, I mean, it is, obviously, say, funding dependent, as all these things are. And very early days, let's be fair, but already a success story and one in the making.
Yeah, I like to think so.
We're going to come back and talk more to you, Caroline, if we may, about this wonderful initiative, the Creative Cafe, run by Independent Arts, the charity here on the island. Caroline Ash, the project manager of Independent Arts, with me in the studio. Back to chat to her guest in the studio, Caroline Ash, the project manager of Independent Arts. And we've been talking about Creative Cafe, the new initiative recently launched a couple of weeks ago, and already very, very successful. And something you mentioned while we were talking about that, Caroline, about this Sing About. Now, tell us a little bit more about that. That's an interesting sounding project. How long's that been going?
Independent Arts piloted Sing About in around 2010.
Right.
And we launched it properly in 2011. Mm-hmm. So it's 4 years old now. We deliver it in four towns weekly on the island. Mm-hmm. So we have a Newport group, Ryde, Freshwater and Ventnor.
Great. So pretty much total coverage of the areas there. And, I mean, singing is, as you were alluding to in the Creative Cafe environment there, something coming up on the Sing About sort of theme, as it were, in the Creative Cafe. But I mean, singing is a real feel-good thing, as you say. It's not a choir, and just actually, you know, getting out there and singing can have an enormous positive effect on people's well-being, can't it?
Absolutely. We started Sing About based on the Alzheimer Society Singing for the Brain model.
Ah, right.
So we were looking really at people with dementia. Mm-hmm. But once we'd launched the project and we started getting people turn up, especially carers and people like that, we really decided that at that point that it shouldn't just be for people with dementia. People with dementia are more than welcome, but actually we've got people with depression, we've got people with Parkinson's, we've got people with other long-term conditions, and we've got people who have no conditions at all, but just want to come along and have a sing-song to sing about. And it's really taken off. And on our Freshwater group, which is a Monday morning, sometimes we have over 50 people come, which is amazing.
That's extraordinary. And as you say, I mean, the positive benefits of just getting out there in a fun group, just literally for fun. That's the key word, isn't it? I mean, for the benefit of well-being, personal well-being, it's a marvellous thing to do. And just mentioning that, I mean, the Sing About sessions and the Creative Cafe sessions, There is no charge for these?
No, they're absolutely free.
That's wonderful, absolutely wonderful. As you say, I mean, you are supported by funding and are only limited by the funding that's available, and I'm sure that more people would love to get involved and to find out more. So on that basis, in terms of finding out more details about all the work, the wonderful stuff you do at Independent Arts, but the Creative Cafe, the Singabouts and so on, how can people get in touch and find out, Caroline?
Well, they can give us a ring, and our telephone number is 01983 822 437, mm-hmm. or they could have a look online. Our email address is www.independentarts.org.uk.
Brilliant. So that number again, 822-437 or independentarts.org.uk online there. So Caroline Ash, the project manager of Independent Arts, thank you so much for coming in today. It's been a pleasure and a delight to meet you and to hear about the wonderful things you're doing. And more power to you with Creative Cafe, which looks like being a huge success. So well done.
Thanks very much, Andy.
And we'll look forward to speaking again, I'm sure, with you someday soon. And